1. Of Blood and Dragons. To walk the path of a leader is to carry the weight of grief and the burden of impossible choices. Gunnar. The ancient fortress of Dragoor loomed over Gunnar. Its towering stone walls etched with runes of old and marred by scars of countless battles. Each mark, each symbol told a tale of valor and sacrifice. Stories of heroes long gone. Standing in the central courtyard, the weight of his brother Magnus's death pressed heavy on Gunnar's shoulders. A burden almost too great to bear. Anwen approached quietly, her presence a balm to his tormented thoughts. Her recovery had reignited hope among their group. She placed a gentle hand on his arm, her eyes understanding. "Gunnar," she murmured, her voice soft but steady. "I see the weight you carry." He turned to face her, the stoic mask he wore slipping slightly. "Anwen, I've lost him. Magnus is gone. And I wasn't there to protect him. How do I live with that?" Anwen's touch grounded him. "You honor him by doing what is right, not what is easy. He wouldn't want you to lose yourself to vengeance." Gunnar's shoulders sagged under the burden of his grief. "Magnus was more than my brother. He was a part of me, the better part. He stood for strength, for courage. And now I have to make decisions that might mean more losses. And I don't know if I can bear it." As if on cue, the heavy doors of the courtyard swung open with a force that made the ancient hinges groan. Erik the Blood, Gunnar's father, stormed in, his face a mask of fury and grief. The fire in his eyes burned brighter than the torches that lined the walls. "Gunnar!" Erik's voice boomed, echoing off the stone. "Why do we delay? Magnus's death demands retribution. We should be marching on Hammer now. Every dwarf who can hold a weapon." Gunnar straightened, the weight of his father's expectations adding to his burden. "Father, I want nothing more than to see Kent pay for what he has done. But rushing into battle will only lead to more deaths. We need a plan. One that gives us a chance to win." Erik's face twisted with contempt. "A chance to win? You talk of chances while our people suffer? While your brother's blood cries out for vengeance? You're a coward, hiding behind plans and schemes." Gunnar felt the sting of his father's words as he stood firm. "I swore an oath to the dwarfs of Draenas to protect them, to make decisions that are best for our people, not just for my own desire for revenge. Tharillion and Thraxas believe there's a way to defeat Kemp without sacrificing more lives needlessly." Erik's eyes blazed with anger. "Tharillion and Thraxas are old fools. You're letting them turn you into one as well. I see now you are not the leader I thought you were." He turned on his heel, his final words a searing brand. "You're a coward, Gunnar. And you failed your brother.